Last August, our church had an apple picking event.
去年八月，我们教会举办了一次摘苹果的活动。
Thank you, Bessie, for making the event happen.
谢谢 Bessie， 她促成这次的活动。
Mitzi and I enjoyed picking delicious apples.
Mitzi 跟我很喜欢摘这些美味的苹果。
Mitzi and I have also enjoyed eating delicious apples.
我们也喜欢吃这些美味的苹果。
Every time we eat an apple, we have to remove the seeds.
每次我们吃苹果的时候，都要把那个种子取出来。
It's amazing to think that every apple tree used to be a tiny seed.
想想看，每个苹果树以前都是从一颗小小的种子出来，你这样想是真的很奇妙。
Did you know that one apple tree can produce over 800 apples in a season?
你知道一棵苹果树在一个季节当中可以生产800多颗苹果吗？
The average apple tree can produce up to 12,000 apples in its lifetime.
一般的苹果树在一生它可以产大概12,000个苹果。
So from one seed, we can have thousands and thousands of apples.
所以从一小小的种子开始，你可以拥有成千上万的苹果。
What if an apple farmer said, "No, I don't want to plant my apple seeds in the ground."
如果说一个苹果农夫说我不想把我的苹果种子种在地里，
What would happen?
那会发生什么事呢？
They would just have some old seeds.
他们就只会有一些旧的种子。
They wouldn't have an apple orchard.
他们不会有苹果园。
Of course, the apple farmers know that by giving up their seeds and planting them, they would have an abundance of apples.
当然，苹果农他们知道，当他们把苹果的种子种在地里时，就会有长出大量的苹果。
In today's passage, Jesus is teaching us to give up our seeds so that we can have abundant fruit.
在今天的经文当中，耶稣教导我们怎么放弃我们的种子，也让我们之后能够有丰富、结出丰盛的果实。
Truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains by itself. But if it dies, it produces much fruit.
约翰福音十二章二十四节说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不若在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。”
Jesus tells us there are two options for a grain of wheat.
耶稣告诉我们，一粒种子它有两个选择。
If a grain of wheat doesn't die, nothing will happen.
如果一粒麦子不死，什么都不会发生。
We still have one grain of wheat.
你仍然还会有一粒麦子。
If the grain of wheat is planted and dies, it turns into wheat stalks filled with grains.
但如果麦粒被种下之后死亡，它就会结出许多的子粒来。
Of course, Jesus isn't trying to teach his disciples about farming.
当然，耶稣不是在教导门徒们耕种的知识。
He is using this to illustrate his point.
他是来用这个比喻来叙述他的观点。
Next slide. Thank you. The one who loves his life will lose it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
约翰福音十二章二十五节。说爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
In this context, loving and hating doesn't mean the same as it does today.
在这个经文当中，爱与恨的意义跟现今的不太一样。
If we love A and hate B, it means we choose A over B.
如果说你是爱 A, 恨恶 B, 意思就是你选择 A 而不是 B。
If someone chooses to love their life, it means they will choose what they want over God.
如果有人他选择爱自己的生命，就意味着他会选择他自己所要的胜于上帝。
If they choose to hate their lives, it means they will choose to give their lives to God.
如果他们选择恨恶自己的生命，这就意味着他们选择将自己的生命交给上帝。
Jesus uses the same expression when he tells us we can't serve both God and money.
耶稣用同样的方式，他也说我们没有办法同时 同时的服侍上帝和金钱。
You have to love one and hate the other.
你必须爱一个或恨恶另外一个。
God is good and money is also good.
上帝是好的，钱也是好的。
But there will be times when you have to choose either God or money.
但有时你必须要选在上帝和金钱中做出一个抉择。
For example, let's say you have a promotion from work.
如果说你在工作上得到了晋升。
It pays more money, but you know it'll also take up more of your time.
你知道你会有更多的薪水，但是它也会占用你更多的时间。
You may have less time serving God by caring for your family and serving the church.
你会失去一些服侍神的机会，你会有少的时间与家人相处，也有少的时间在教会服侍。
Will you love God and hate money?
那你会爱神和而恨恶金钱吗？
Meaning, will you choose God over money?
意思是说你会选择上帝胜过金钱吗？
So hating our lives on earth doesn't mean that we hate being alive.
所以恨恶我们在世上的生活不是意味着我们恨恶活着。
It means that whenever we have to choose between God or choose what we want, we choose God.
这是意味着，如果我们要选择在上帝跟我们生活当中的话，我们选择上帝或者是我们自己生活的方式的话，那我们会选择上帝。
What are the results of loving or hating your life?
这个恨恶你自己的爱或恨恶你自己生活。的意思是什么呢？
If we love our life in this world, we will lose our life.
如果我们爱在我们这世上的生活，我们将会失去我们的生命。
We will have our earthly life, but we will not have the gift of eternal life.
我们会享受我们世上的生活，但是我们却会失去永生。
The Greek word that is translated as love can also mean destroy.
在希腊文当中，这个失去也可以指的是破坏。
When we try to live life our own way, we ruin our lives both on earth and for eternity.
当我们试图以自己的生活，自己的方式来生活的时候，我们就会毁掉我们在地上以及在天上永恒的生命。
But if we give our lives to God, we will keep our lives for eternity.
但是如果我们把我们的生命交给上帝，那我们就会享受永生，直到永远。
Not only that, but we will also bear fruit.
不仅如此，我们还会结出果实来。
When we choose to give our lives to God, God will use us to lead others to Him.
当我们选择把自己的生命交给神时，神就会用我们来引导别人归向他。
I think most of us have heard about giving our lives to God.
像很多的人都听说过，我们要把我们的生命交给神。
But how many of you have ever thought about what it might look like for you?
但是你们有想过，对你们来说是什么样子呢？
Let me try to give a few examples.
让我来给你一些例子。
How do we choose God with our children?
我们如何在我们跟孩子一起，我们如何教导我们跟孩子一起选择上帝呢？
Mitzi and I would like to have children.
Mitzi 跟我想要有孩子。
We would like our child to be healthy and smart.
我希望将来我们的孩子能够健康聪明。
We would like them to be good at sports or music.
希望他们在体育或音乐上面都能够有成就。
We would like them to be successful at whatever career they choose.
我们希望他们将来不论选择什么任何的职业都能够成功。
We would like them to speak more Chinese than me.
我希望他们能够比我说更多的中文。
I think all of the parents have the same hopes.
像很多的父母都有相同的期望。
But I have one big fear.
但我有一个非常大的恐惧。
What if God gives us a child?
如果神给我们一个孩子。
And we put them in the best schools.And with music, culture, and sports programs.
但是我们把它放在一个最好的学校，最好的参与最好的音乐文化跟体育项目。
And they grow up to get a high-paying, respectable job.
他长大了，得到一个高薪、受人尊重的工作。
But they don't have a relationship with God.
但他却没有跟神建立关系。
What if we chose our dreams for our child instead of giving our child to God?
如果我们只是为我们的孩子选择我们自己的梦想，而不是把我们的孩子交给上帝。
Someday, Mitzi and I will die and be with Jesus.
有一天，牧师跟我都会去世，跟耶稣在一起。
But what if our child won't?
那如果我们的孩子却没有得救呢？
All the talent and success in this world will not give them eternal life.
所有世界上的才华跟成功都不会给我们将来的孩子带给他永恒的生命。
And none of it is worth eternal life.
这一切都不值得永生。
I don't want to wake up one day and realize that I sacrificed my child's relationship with God so they could succeed in this world.
我不想有一天醒来，我发现我牺牲了孩子与神的关系，以致让他们得到世界上的成功，却失去了永生。
Several years ago, I worked at a church in Atlanta and had a deacon named Mr. Xu.
在几年前，我在亚特兰大的教会服侍，那时候有一个执事叫徐先生。
His son Daniel was a very promising tennis player growing up.
他的儿子丹尼尔在成长过程中是一个非常有前途的网球运动员。
He could have gotten tennis scholarships for university.
他可以获得大学打网球的奖学金。
But when Daniel started competing at higher levels, many tennis tournaments were on Sunday.
当 Daniel 他开始参加更多高水平的比赛时，很多网球的比赛都在星期天。
Mr. Xu wanted to show his son that worshiping God was more important than anything else.
徐先生想让他的儿子知道，敬拜神比什么都更重要。
Daniel stopped competing and learned to value God, learned to choose God.
所以丹尼尔他最后决定停止网球比赛，他选择了上帝。
Later on, Daniel married a girl named Crystal because Daniel saw that she had a heart for God too.
后来丹尼尔他娶了一个叫 Crystal 的女孩子，然后因为他在她身上看到一颗爱上帝的心。
Together, they still continue to serve God and impact the lives around them.
所以他们这对夫妻，他们继续的服侍神，用他们的生命影响身边的人。
When Mr. Xu told me this story, I could see how happy he was to choose God over Daniel's tennis career.
当徐先生告诉我这个故事的时候，我可以看到他多么的高兴，他帮助他的儿子选择上帝，而不是选择他的网球生涯。
If you're a parent or would like to be a parent, how are you making God your priority?
如果你是一位家长，或者是你想成为一位家长，你是如何选择将神摆到第一位呢？
How do we choose God in our relationships?
我们如何在我们的关系中选择神呢？
If you are married, you probably still have hopes and dreams for what your spouse will become.
如果你已经结婚了，你可能对于你的配偶，成为什么样的人，仍然抱有一些期待和想象。
If you're single, you probably still have hopes and dreams of what your future spouse will be like.
如果你还是单身，你可能对于你未来的配偶也有一些期待和想象。
When I was single, I had lots of ideas of what I wanted my future wife to be like.
当我在单身的时候，我对于我未来的妻子有很多的想法。
I want her to like all the things that I like.
我希望她可以喜欢我所有喜欢的东西。
To speak the same love languages as me.
跟我表达爱的方式是一样的。
To think like I think.
跟我思考的一样，想法一样。
Then God brought Mitzi into my life.
而上帝把牧慈带到我生命中。
In many critical areas, we are similar.
在很多关键的领域当中，我们是相似的。
But soon, I realized that we are also very different.
但之后，我很快的意识到，我们是非常的不同。
She doesn't share all of my interests.
她并没有喜欢我所有的兴趣。
She doesn't speak the same love languages as me.
她跟我表达爱的方式也很不一样。
My primary love language is words of affirmation, while she is quality time.
我表达爱的方式是肯定的语言，而是高质量的时间。
The way she thinks is also so different.
她思维的方式跟我非常的不同。
We have a lot of disagreements.And God wanted me to learn an important lesson.
我们有很多的分歧，但上帝却想让我学习一个重要的功课。
These are our good friends, John and Rebecca.
这是我们的好朋友 John 跟 Rebecca.
They have been married almost 50 years.
他们结婚快五十年了。
They did our premarital and marriage counseling.
他们给我们提供了婚前跟婚后的辅导课程。
And they spoke at our wedding reception.
他也在我们的婚礼上发言。
John and Rebecca are also very different from each other.
John 跟 Rebecca 他们两个也是非常的相相他们是相反的。
John loves to say that God made husbands and wives different for God's glory.
John 常常说上帝为了他的荣耀而使丈夫和妻子不同。
And our differences are a gift from God to celebrate, not complain about.
我跟 Mitzi 的差异是上帝赐给我们的礼物，这是值得庆祝，而不是抱怨。
And I'm realizing that every time we have a conflict, God is challenging me.
我意识到每次我们发生冲突时，神都在挑战我。
Do you want to obey me and appreciate the wife I picked for you?
你想要顺从我，欣赏我为你挑选的妻子吗？
Or do you want to argue with your wife because she isn't doing things your way?
还是你想和你的妻子争吵，因为她没有按照你的方式做事？
I'm willing to let go of what I think Mitzi should be and embrace our differences.
因为我正在学习如何放下我认为 Mitzi 应该有的样子，来拥抱我们的差异。
I'm choosing to celebrate God's gift to me.
我选择庆祝上帝给我的礼物。
Because Mitzi is so different from me, I'm learning to speak Mitzi's love language and give her quality time.
因为 Mitzi 跟我非常的不同，所以我在学习 Mitzi 她爱的语言，来跟她给她高质量的时间。
I'm discovering areas of sin and weaknesses that I didn't know about myself.
我发现我生命中的罪跟弱点是我以前不知道的。
I have opportunities to practice the fruit of the Spirit every day, like patience and kindness.
我每天都有机会去练习圣灵的果子，像是耐心和仁慈。
I have a partner that serves God in ways that complement me.
我一个伙伴跟我一起服侍神，我们两个是互补的。
I get to see and hear about how God is working in her as she grows.
我也看到在她成长的过程当中，神是如何在她身上动工。
For when Mitzi suggests that I change something, I'm learning to be humble and listen.
当 Mitzi 她建议我改变一些做事的方式时，我也学习如何虚心的倾听。
For example, many of the good changes in our English service are Mitzi's suggestion, like adding a time of reflection.
比如说我们在英文堂中一些好的改变都是 Mitzi 的建议，就比如说我们加了一个默想的时间。
It has not been easy.To choose to follow God and let my own ideas die.
选择跟随上帝，让我自己的想法消失，这并不容易。
But it is worth it.
但这是值得的。
As we love each other more, our love will continue on into eternal life.
当我们更加的彼此相爱，我们的爱将持续到永生。
And I hope that God will use our relationship to bring singles and couples closer to Him.
我希望神会利用我们的关系使吸引更多其他单身跟结婚已婚的夫妻来更认识他。
If God gave me a wife that was just like me, I wouldn't grow or learn.
如果上帝给我一个和我一样的妻子，我就不会成长跟学习。
I would be like a grain of wheat that isn't changed.
就会像一粒麦子并没有被改变的麦子。
Whether you're already married or single or searching.
不论你是已经结婚或单身，还在正在寻找你未来的另一半。
What areas do you need to choose God?
你需要在哪些方面选择神呢？
Do you struggle choosing to spend time with God over your hobbies?
你是否会选择与神花时间在一起，或者是花时间在你的爱好上面而挣扎呢？
Do you struggle showing grace to difficult people?
你是否选择对于难缠的人表现出恩典方面感到挣扎呢？
Where do you struggle to choose God?
你在哪方面做选择而挣扎呢？
This is the last part of today's passage.
今天这是 今天讲到的最后一部分。
If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant also will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
约翰福音十二章二十六节，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
This is the last part of today's passage.
这是今天经文的最后部分。
This verse gives us a command and two encouragements.
这个经文给了我们一个命令跟两个鼓励。
Jesus commands us to follow him.
耶稣命令我们跟随他。
Jesus gave up his life.
耶稣放弃了他的生命。
If we want to serve Jesus, we have to do the same.
如果我们想要服侍耶稣，我们必须要这样做。
Choosing God over what we want for our lives is not an option.
选择上帝而不是我们想要的生活，这不是一个选项。
You can't be a Christian and not follow Jesus.
你不能成为一个基督徒而不跟随耶稣。
I think we fail to choose God because we don't trust what God can do.
我认为我们没有办法选择上帝，是因为我们不相信上帝能做什么。
How does God encourage us when it is hard to trust in Him?
当我们很难去相信神的时候，神是如何鼓励我们呢？
The first encouragement is that we get to follow Jesus.
第一个鼓励是我们可以跟随耶稣。
We know that Jesus can heal the sick and raise the dead.
我们知道耶稣能医治病人，使死人复活。
He can forgive sin and give the Holy Spirit.
他能赦免罪恶，并赐予我们圣灵。
Jesus even conquered death by dying and coming back to life.
耶稣甚至战胜了死亡，从死里复活。
Nothing is impossible to him.
对耶稣来说，没有什么是不可能的。
We can be encouraged to know that God can take care of us.
我们可以受到鼓励，因为我们知道上帝可以看顾我们。
The second piece of encouragement is that God honors people that serve him.
第二个鼓励是神会将神荣耀那些顺服他的人。
The Bible is full of examples.
圣经上面有许多的例子。
Abraham chose to give up living in his homeland and followed God.
亚伯拉罕选择放弃他在家乡的生活，跟随上帝。
To honor Abraham's decision, God made Abraham the father of Israel.
因着亚伯拉罕的顺服，上帝他荣耀亚伯拉罕，使他成为以色列之父。
Hannah couldn't get pregnant.
在圣经中，汉娜不能怀孕。
When God gave her a son, she named him Samuel and dedicated her son to God.
当神赐给汉娜一个儿子的时候，他给他取名叫撒母耳，并把撒母耳献给神。
God honored her by making Samuel a great prophet.
神荣耀尊重他，使撒母耳成为伟大的先知。
Don't only look for examples from the Bible, because there are examples around you.
你不用只从圣经里寻找例子，因为你身边中就有许多的例子。
For example, John and Rebecca have been an amazing example to us.
就像 John 跟 Rebecca 一样，在我们生命中是很好的例子。
They have so many stories to share.
他们有很多的故事可以分享。
I've invited John and Rebecca to share.
我也已经邀请他们来我们当中分享。
We haven't set a date yet.
我们还没有确定一个日期。
But I hope you will all be able to hear from them and be encouraged.
希望你们都有机会从听到他们的故事而得到鼓励。
Look for people that chose God.
我们来寻求选择上帝的人。
Be encouraged by Jesus' example and others in the Bible.
我们要从耶稣的榜样 和圣经中其他的人身上得到鼓励。
And also look around your own life for examples.
你也可以在你生活的周遭中找到例子。
And if you have been blessed by choosing God, make sure you tell others.
所以如果你选择因为选择上帝而受到祝福，那你一定要告诉身边的人。
During this moment of silence, ask yourself, where do you struggle to choose God?
所以在接下来默想的时刻，你可以问问自己，你在哪方面为选择神而挣扎呢？
Is it at work?
是在工作上吗？
At school?
在学校？
With your relationships?
或在你的关系当中呢？
Commit to ask God for help and give you examples to follow.
我们可以向神寻求帮助，请他给你效法的榜样。
Let's reflect on these thoughts for the next few moments.
在接下来，我们用有些默想的时间来思考这两个问题。
Jesus, thank you for choosing to follow the Father when you died on the cross for us.
耶稣，感谢你在我们死在十字架时选择跟随天父。
Help us to see the areas where we struggle to give our lives to you.
帮助我们看到我们在生命中哪些方面，而挣扎，没有把我们主权交给你而挣扎。
Help us to trust in you so that we can experience and bearing fruit to eternal life.
帮助我们能信靠你，经历你，并结出永生的果实。
Amen.
Amen.